Well, Happy New Year.
新年快乐.
And welcome to, thank you. Welcome to all of you and also those of you watching at home.
欢迎大家, 也欢迎网上收看的弟兄姊妹朋友.
It is always a privilege to be here at in the Cantonese congregation.
很荣幸来到广东堂和大家一起聚会.
Very thankful for all of you.
感恩见到大家.
It took me a while to finalize what to preach today.
都花了很多时间想今天要去讲什么信息.
Pastor Enoch had given me a suggestion that I preach something from the viewpoint of serving as the caring pastor. But on the other hand, we have a new church theme for 2025, building a missional community. A missional community, I mean referring to a group of Christians who are united by a common mission and who live out their faith together. As I prayed about this, I realized that these two ideas actually go hand in hand. Having a caring servant's heart to carry the burdens of others is actually a crucial ingredient we must have in order to be a missional community.
擁有一個關懷的仆人的心,是幫助到去承擔其他人的重擔呢, 實際上亦都是我們將我們轉成一個使命群體的一個很重要的元素來的。
Another way to say it is, you and I cannot be missional if we don't care.
換句話說,大家是沒有使命,如果我們是不關懷的話。
Stop and think about the last time someone asked you to help them carry something. How did you respond?
大家想一想,有沒有上一次有人叫你拿些東西的時候,你是怎樣去回應的呢?
Or maybe if we go down deeper, what were some of the factors that helped you decide whether you would help him or her out? Our ability is a factor. Are you strong enough or are you knowledgeable enough?
我们够不够强壮或者够不够个知识呢?
If you ask me to help you change an electrical fixture, I will say no.
如果要去轉一個電子的東西,我應該不行了。There's
not enough knowledge.
這個,我沒有這個知識。
Maybe time is a factor.
時間可能有幾因素啦。
Perhaps you're already late for an appointment.
或者你已經是遲到了。
Or how do you feel at that moment?
又或者你的感受啊?
Maybe you're not feeling very well, maybe a little sick.
或者你有少少病,不太舒服。
Or you might be angry or annoyed at the person who asked you to help.
或者你對這位朋友很興。
Maybe you're very happy and very peaceful.
又或者你很喜歡,很開心。
But if we're really honest, love and trust for that person are probably some of the biggest factors.
不過說真的,其實愛和信任可能是比較重要的。
A lot of times if we love and trust someone, this will strongly influence whether we will use our abilities, our time, and our heart.
如果我们对这位朋友有信任、有爱心的话，对我们使用的能力、时间和感受会有帮助的。
So here are some of the questions to ponder as we start this message.
大家今天看这个信息之前,想一想几个问题。
Do you and I look for opportunities to care for others?
你会不会主动去寻找关心其他人的机会呢?
Notice I didn't say, are there people to care for? There are always people to care for. But do we look for the opportunities?
我们都知道周围都有人要被人关心,不过你有没有去看一看?
Do you regularly make yourself available to help carry other people's burdens just because you care?
有没有试过去自愿去帮人分担的重担,就是因为你关心他们呢?
And again, just to brag on this congregation, you all are amazing at caring. I do speak from experience and observation.
鼓励一下我们广东堂,我们的弟兄姊妹都是很关怀,是做得很好的。
Do you pray on a regular and intentional basis for those that you know have needs?
有没有为到一些朋友的需要去帮他祈祷,是我们有意识地帮他祈祷?
So I'd like to invite you to join me in the book of Galatians as we ponder this idea of caring.
今天当我们去思考这个关心关怀的时候,我们一起看加拉太书。
Or specifically, caring enough to carry other people's burdens as we build a missional community together.
又或者是讲到是当我们的关怀够大,去分担其他人的重担,去建立一个使命群体。
Okay, so let me see if I can do this. All right, so if I'd like to ask if you would stand in honor of God's word, and Brother David, you would lead the congregation to read Galatians chapter 6, 1 through 10 in Cantonese.
好，咁我哋一齐读加拉太书六章一至十节啊，请。
Sorry, it's so small.
系弟兄们，若有人偶然地过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。人若无有，自以己还有，就是自欺了。个人应当察验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。因为各人必担当自己的担子。在道理上受教的，当把一切需用的供给施教的人，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。我们行善不可丧志，又不灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。这个是神的话语。
Let's pray. Our Father, I thank you for this time.
我们天父，感谢赐我们的时间。
May you guide my words and my heart.
愿你带领着我们的说话的话语。
And may you guide everyone who is listening that their heart.Their minds and their ears will be tuned in to your Holy Spirit.
带领着我们讲，我们听的人的心都是顺服圣灵的带领。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Maybe seated.
大家请坐。
The phrase "one another" is one of the key phrases in a Christian's vocabulary.
咁互相呢个词语咧，系我哋个基督徒嘅好紧要嘅一个词语嚟嘅。
And in the Bible, when one another is used, it is talking about believers to believers.
咁通常讲系互相咧，系讲到系基督徒同基督徒之间嘅关系。
For example, love one another is found at least a dozen times in the New Testament.
比如喺彼此相爱喺新约中出现到系十几次。
And then pray for one another in James is also used.
喺雅各书又讲到互相代求。
Edify one another in 1 Thessalonians.
在帖撒罗尼加前书讲到互相建立。
Prefer one another in Romans 12.
罗马书十二章讲到彼此推让。
Use hospitality one to another in 1 Peter.
彼得前书讲到互相款待。
But in this section here, in Galatians 6:2, Paul adds another phrase, bear one another's burdens.
咁喺加拉太书六章二节呢度讲到重担要互相担当。
So we have to remember that when Paul wrote this letter originally, there was no chapter divisions.
咁大家要留意到，保罗写呢个封信嗰阵时咧，系冇章节嘅划分嘅。
So I'd like to back up a little and give you a little bit of context. Again, Brother David, if you could just read this for all of us, we're going back into chapter 5, and then go right into chapter 6, but pretend you don't see the chapter 6. Okay?
好，咁我会帮大家读一读，系会睇翻我哋系睇翻上边第五章嘅。咁係講到聖靈所結嘅果子就係仁愛、喜樂、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信實、温柔、節制。這樣的事沒有律法禁止。凡屬基督耶穌的人是已經把肉體連肉體的邪情私欲同釘在十字架上了。我們若是靠聖靈得生，就當靠聖靈行事，不要貪圖虛名，彼此惹氣，互相嫉妒。第六章，弟兄們，若有人偶然被過犯所勝，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
So notice that the previous passage, what the previous passage says regarding the Spirit-led Christian who manifests the fruit of the Spirit.
咁大家可以留意翻之前经文提到系圣灵引导嘅基督徒，佢哋显现出系圣灵嘅果子。
Again, if you follow this flow of thought, this means that this kind of believer thinks of others and how he or she can minister to them.
咁大家可以谂一谂呢一啲嘅基督徒，佢哋系谂系点样去寻求去帮助服侍其他嘅人。
See, if we are led by the Spirit, we will not be unloving.
如果我哋系圣灵带领，我哋系唔会冇爱心。
We will not be joyless.
唔会系冇喜乐嘅。
Troubled.
烦躁
impatient
不耐烦
unkind
不仁慈
mean
恶毒
unfaithful
不忠诚
ungentle
不温柔
out of control
失控
because these are the opposites of the fruit of the Spirit.
因为呢啲系同圣灵好似系相反嘅。
Now Paul has been addressing a problem in the church in Galatia by some Judaizers, these teachers. They were legalists.
咁啊，保罗喺呢度系处理加拉太嘅信徒面对咧，系一啲犹太人律法主义嘅问题。
And they were troubling the believers in Galatia.
佢令到呢啲个加拉太好多嘅信徒发生呢啲问题。
These Judaizers taught that keeping the law was necessary in addition to having faith in God's grace and Christ's death and resurrection.
咁呢啲嘅律法主义者系坚持，除咗信靠上帝嘅恩典同埋基督嘅死同复活之外咧，佢哋系要遵守律法。
One commentator said this, I only have it in English because he only wrote it in English, but let me read it for you and Brother David will try to summarize. The legalist is not interested in bearing burdens. Instead, the legalist adds to the burdens of others, like Acts 15. This was one of the sins of the Pharisees in Jesus' day, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers, Matthew 23. The legalist is always harder on other people than he is on himself. But the Spirit-led Christian demands more of himself than he does of others that he might be able to help others.
系咁，有位解经家佢咁讲嘅，佢话律法主义者对分享重担咧系唔好在意嘅，佢反而系增加别人嘅担子，就好似喺《使徒行传》15:10咁样样，亦都系耶稣嗰阵时嘅法利赛人所犯嘅同一宗罪，就系、是、喺马太福音23:4讲到，他们把难担的重担捆起来，搁在人的肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。律法主义者都系律人甚严，但系圣灵引导嘅基督徒系律于严于律己去帮助别人。
Verse 2 is sort of the main thought that I want to emphasize today, and I will use it as part of our outline for the message. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
咁今日我会特别专注系第二节嘅主要嘅思想，亦都系会组织我哋今日嘅信息，系讲到你们各人嘅重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
This idea of bearing means to carry or to endure.
咁担当意思系承受、承担同埋忍受。
If you're interested in the Greek, it's present, active, imperative tense.
咁如果大家对希腊文有兴趣嘅，系一个现在式主动命令嘅语态。
That means it is ongoing. It doesn't stop. It's not passive. And by the way, it's a command.
系持续不断嘅，唔系被动嘅。By the way, 即系呢个系一个命令嚟嘅。
So we're supposed to bear and bear and bear.
所以我哋要不断嘅去担当、担当、担当。
Now, burdens, this word burdens, refers to the heavy or oppressive burden that a believer cannot carry alone.
咁重担咧，系指到一啲信徒冇办法独自去承担嘅好沉重，或者系一条压迫性嘅负担。
Okay, I have that. The reason why I picked this picture is because I think it helps us to understand what Paul is commanding.
咁我拣今日拣咗呢幅图画咧，系等大家可以比较明白保罗嘅教导。
The picture is that we're shouldering our own backpacks。
咁大家睇到系大家都系孭紧背囊嘅。
But we're also helping with others' loads as the trail gets steep, as others get tired, or as their feet have blisters。
但系咧，睇下呢个路一咁斜咧，都系我哋孭住个背囊都仲系伸出援手。咁人哋好攰嗰阵时，或者系起晒水泡嗰阵时，都系帮手嘅。
That is, whenever they need assistance, we are there.
即系话佢哋要帮手，我哋喺隔篱。
You will never catch me hiking this, though. This is very difficult.
咁你系睇应该睇唔到咩
？And then lastly, it says here, fulfill the law of Christ in verse 2.
咁跟住就讲到系完全咗基督嘅律法。
Yes, to bear one another's burdens will bring joy. That is true.
系冇错，互相担当系会带嚟喜乐。
But at the same time, it brings you joy. Know that you are fulfilling the law of Christ.
但系同时，我哋要留意到系，亦都系完成咗基督嘅律法。
Maybe think of it this way. Paul explained in chapter 5, verse 14, for the whole law is summed up in a single commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
咁或者可以大家亦都谂系喺5:14保罗系咁讲嘅，因为全律法都包喺爱人如己这一句话之内。
Or again, to say it stronger, if we do not love our neighbor, we do not fulfill the law of Christ.
调翻转讲，或者好强烈咁讲，就系如果我哋唔爱人嘅话咧，我哋系冇办法完成呢个律法嘅。
In a sense, Paul's saying, if you insist on carrying burdens, don't carry the burden of the law. Instead, by love, carry one another's burdens.
咁某从嘅意义嚟讲咧，保罗系话，如果你坚持要背负呢个重担咧，就唔好背负律法嘅重担。调翻转咧，系背负呢个爱互相担当嘅重担。
You not only help one another, but you build unity and you fulfill the law.
咁样你哋唔单止系互相帮助，亦都系中间建立咗合一，亦都完全咗基督嘅律法。
We are doing Christ's work when we help others with their burdens。
当我哋帮人嘅时候，我哋其实系做紧基督嘅工作。
All of that was introduction。
所有都系开头。
There are four practical ways I want to highlight from our passage for our consideration and also for our application。
咁今日会特别系提到四点嘅系应用方面嘅。
First of all。We must learn to carry each other's burdens in the battle against temptations. In the battle against temptations.
咁第一系我哋喺互相担当嘅当中咧，系我哋系要抵抗试探，去帮助人哋去抵挡呢个嘅试探嘅征战。
If you follow along in your Bibles, I'll read in English. Brothers, verse 1. If brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself.Lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Verses 1 through 3.
咁大家都可以睇翻自己圣经系加拉太书嘅头先六章一至三节。
This is specifically again related to other believers, not to unbelievers.
咁呢个系特别针对系其他嘅信徒，唔系非信徒。
And just a reminder, it should not be shocking when an unbeliever has sinful patterns and decisions. That should not be shocking.
如果基督徒犯罪，应该大家都唔会觉得好奇怪啊。
It is shocking when believers sin and act like it's not a big deal.
如果基督徒犯罪觉得冇乜所谓咧，咁就好大件事啦。
Let me say that again. It is shocking when believers sin and act like it's okay.
基督徒犯罪觉得冇乜所谓咧，系令人震惊嘅。
This is one of the things that concerns me in my own life. As a pastor, I'm professional, but I sin, and I should be convicted of that.
咁作为牧师，我呢个专业见到呢啲情况，我系会好担心。咁我亦自己都会犯罪嘅。
Just a list a few things for us to consider: gossip, terrible conflict resolution.Pride and arrogance, ongoing critical attitude of others, disrespect of parents.
举一啲例子俾大家听啦，比如一啲讲啲闲言闲语啦，或者系一啲处理冲突处理得非常之唔掂啦，或者系骄傲或者自大，或者系不断嘅批评人嘅态度，同埋唔尊重父母。
Abusive behavior, verbally and physically, drunkenness, pre-marriage sex. These are rampant among Christians.
父母对孩子嘅言语同埋肢体嘅虐待，或者系嗜酒，或者系婚前性行为，呢啲喺基督徒竟然系普遍存在。
Willful sinning in which we excuse ourselves, this should not be.
我哋仲为自己揾一啲藉口去解释，呢啲系唔应该发生。
However, Paul here is presenting a hypothetical case of a believer who is suddenly tripped up and falls into sin.
但系呢度保罗系提出一个假设嘅情况咧，系一位信徒突然间系跌倒，突然间系陷入喺罪里边。
This idea of caught or overtaken in verse 1 has the idea of being surprised。
咁呢度被过犯所胜系有吃惊嘅感觉嘅。
I would submit to you that this is not a case of a deliberate planned disobedience。
所以呢个唔系专登去犯罪。
This idea that the sinning believer was overwhelmed.And had either an addiction or impulsive sin. This is sort of the context of this particular verse.
咁呢个被过犯所胜咧，系传达到呢个系犯罪嘅基督徒咧，系有压有啲压迫，同埋可能有啲冲动啊嘅罪，或者系有啲上瘾咁样嘅。
Now, one commentator asks, why did Paul use this illustration?
咁有解经家系讲一讲点解保罗系讲呢个比喻嘅。
Because nothing reveals the wickedness of legalism better than the way that legalists treat those who have sinned.
因为冇一样嘢比呢一个嘅例子去解释呢个律法主义对呢个犯罪嘅方式系更加嘅邪恶嘅。
Remember in John chapter 8, the Pharisees dragged a woman taken in adultery before Jesus to see if he would stone her.
咁大家谂翻系《约翰福音》八章系讲到法利赛人系将一个行淫嘅妇人带到耶稣面前嘅情况。
And then in Acts 21, there was a Jewish mob that almost killed the apostle Paul because they thought that he had defiled the temple.
咁《使徒行传》嘅廿一章亦都提到咧，系一啲犹太人争啲杀死保罗，佢哋因为以为佢保罗系带啲外邦人入圣殿。
You see, legalists do not need facts and proof; they need only suspicions and rumor, and then their self-righteous imagination will do the rest.
咁律法主义咧系唔需要事实或者证据嘅，只系一啲嫌疑啦，或者系谣言咧，咁其他嘅嘢咧，佢哋自意嘅想象力咧就系可以搞掂噶啦。
So in talking about bearing the burdens here, Paul is contrasting the way a legalist would deal with a sinning brother and the way a spiritual person would deal with a sinning brother.
咁所以圣经呢度系有一个对比，系将系保罗系将律法主义嘅人同埋一啲系属灵嘅人嘅方式去对比做出嚟嘅。
Because there's a difference in the purpose.
因为目的系唔同。
Legalists want to exploit what you have done to, aha, you did something wrong.
律法主義者就係捉到你有犯錯就好開心，哈哈。
I understood that. We want to make ourselves look good at the expense of other people. A legalist does.
咁我哋想我哋係睇落係好啲，比起其他人嚟講。
Remember in Luke 18, the Pharisee prayed, "Thank you that I'm not like other men, like this tax collector."
咁喺路加福音十八章亦都係講到係有個法利賽人同埋税吏嘅比喻咧，就係話我感謝你，我唔似別人。好似呢个税吏咁样。
You see, spiritual people, spirit-led people have the goal or the purpose to restore.
但系属灵嘅人咧，个目标系挽回。
Now the word restore has a number of meanings, and I'm going to just use a few illustrations to illustrate it.
咁呢度嘅挽回咧，其实有唔同嘅词可以解释个意义嘅。
This word restore is also used to talk about setting a broken bone, to help to reduce the pain, to promote healing.That's the idea of restore.
咁呢个挽回或者康复咧，就好似接翻个骨咁样样，系帮人去减轻痛楚，去痊愈翻。
This is also a word that is used in scripture to mend a fishnet. If there was a hole in it, you repair. And so it's the idea of repairing the torn relationships that they might be useful again.
咁亦都好似修补渔网咁样样啦，将个网去修补翻之后，咁佢就有翻用啦。
And this word is also used again. Restore is used to talk about a ship that, after a difficult voyage, is being fixed again so that it can go back out and to be useful for the next voyage.
咁呢个字亦都好似有个修理嘅意思喺度，即系好似一只船啦。咁行完之后，咁啊好多毁坏，咁将佢修理翻好之后，下一次就可以再出海啦。
You see, restoration does not happen easily or simply. It's never simple.
咁挽回呢样嘢系唔系容易可以做得到嘅？
Paul is exhorting the mature, spirit-led believers to help get this person back on the right track, to encourage repentance. It is sin. We're not saying it's not sin, but to encourage repentance and accountability, to offer assistance if needed.
咁成熟嘅基督徒，我哋系要帮助呢啲嘅人去走翻去正途。当然佢哋系犯罪，但我哋要鼓励翻去悔改，同埋需要时去帮助佢，帮助佢纳入翻正轨。
To warmly accept the repentant person back into the church.
去热情地去怀抱他们，祝福他们回教会。
One of the reasons people struggle, who are struggling with sin, start disappearing is because, at least in their mind, they think that they will be judged.
有一些犯罪的弟兄姊妹可能在教会消失了，就是因为他们怕被人去审判。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 to 8 reminds us, "The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins."
咁喺彼得前书嘅四章七至八节系提到，爱系可以掩盖许多嘅罪。佢又咁讲嘅系话，万物嘅结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧嘅系彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Notice it doesn't say love excuses a multitude of sins.
所以系有一个爱嘅原因喺度。
There's a big difference.
有个好大嘅分别。
There's holiness of God and there is the love of God, and somehow we are called to this place.
有圣洁的亦都有爱，我哋喺正中间。
But there's not only a difference in purpose, there's a difference in attitude.
咁唔单止目的唔同，态度都唔同。
Notice in verse 1, Paul addresses you who are spiritual.
咁提到睇第一节提到你哋属灵嘅人。
Again, these are men and women who walk by the Holy Spirit's leading. Again, go back to chapter 5, love, joy, peace, the fruit of the Spirit. Okay.
咁記住呢啲係信服聖靈嘅弟兄姊妹，記住係聖靈嘅果子，你哋大家都記得噶啦。
And it says, "You who are spiritual, restore him in a spirit of gentleness."
係有温柔嘅。
Just curious, don't raise your hand. How many of you grew up with parents or teachers who were gentle with you when you did something wrong?
咁好好奇，想問大家，不過你都唔使舉手噶啦。咁你有冇人細個嘅時候咧，你做錯事，你阿爸阿媽或者係你嘅先生咧，對你係好温柔咁對待嘅？
I wish you could see your faces, right?
希望見到大家嘅 face。
Many of us did not necessarily experience gentleness when we did wrong.
好多時大家都係未必係去經歷到呢啲嘅温柔嘅對待。
And perhaps some of us deserve that.
咁當然有啲人抵㗎啦。
But how many of us are naturally gentle when we confront someone who has clearly done wrong? Do we, as spiritual people, approach with gentleness?
咁有幾多個人真係面對做錯事嘅人，真真正正可以用温柔嘅方式去對待咧？
And then he says, keep watch on yourself. In other words, be humble, because you can fall into sin also.
咁亦都提到要留心自己，你哋要謙卑，因為你都可能會犯罪。
It is interesting that Paul actually changed from plural to singular in this phrase, just really emphasizing our individual responsibility to keep watch.
咁呢度好得意嘅係，保羅係由複數轉翻係單數，係表明係對自己係有一個嘅責任去小心。
See, our attitude is yes, we want to help others, but we must have a duty take responsibility for our own sins and temptations.
咁係冇錯，我哋係要去幫助其他人，但係亦都同時要對自己要小心啲，唔好犯罪。
And he ends this point here, verse 3, with a strong admonition, but to have not to be proud, but to have a realistic, humble attitude. For if anyone thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
咁喺保罗喺第三节都有个尾咧，系有好强烈嘅警告，系叫大家唔好骄傲，而系保持真实同埋谦卑嘅态度。人若无有自己还以为有嘅，就系自欺啦。
We must take time to know ourselves.
我哋要花时间认识自己。
Because we have a tendency, a natural tendency, to be proud.
我哋好自然系会骄傲。
And therefore we will deceive ourselves.
咁我哋自己呃自己。
So, carry each other's burdens in this battle against temptation.
所以第一點係講到喺抵抗試探嘅爭戰當中，係互相擔當重擔。
The other points we'll go through a little quicker. Verse 4 and 5, the second point is, carry your own load and responsibilities.
咁第二點開始會講快啲嘅係承擔自己嘅擔子同責任。
Verse 4 says, but let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone, and not in his neighbor, for each will have to bear his own load. Bear his own load.
六章四至五節。
Scripture talks tells us to test our own work.
咁圣经讲到系测验自己嘅行为。
Have we accomplished what God has required of us?
我哋每个人都系要检验系神叫我哋要做嘅咩事情。
And by the way, we need to compare to God's standards, not someone else's standards.
同埋要留意系同上帝嘅标准比，唔系同人比。
Now it's interesting. This word boast is used here in verse 4.
咁呢度系第四节有提到系夸耀嘅。
One NIV says he can take pride in himself.
咁喺圣经嘅英文嘅 NIV 咧，系讲到系可以为到自己感到自豪。
Another version says, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you will not need to compare yourself to anybody else.
咁而另一个版本咧，系讲到因为嗰阵时你系完成咗一件好事，感到满足，唔需要同其他人比较。
So according to other people smarter than me, this word pride is very different from the word conceit that was used in verse 3.
咁亦都根据另一个聪明嘅解经家咁啦，就系呢度系讲到夸耀咧，系同第三节提到嘅虚荣咧系唔同嘅。
This has the idea of boasting or reporting.
咁呢度系讲到系一个报告咁样嘅形式。
In this pride is not focused on what I have done, but rather what God has done through me.
唔系讲到我做咗啲乜，系神通过佢嘅通过我哋生命做到一啲嘢。
In other words, this boasting is boasting in the Lord, not in myself.
所以要夸嘅系夸上帝，唔系夸自己。
Paul encourages the believers to bear one another's burdens, but he also said, bear your own too.
咁所以保罗系叫到我哋弟兄姊妹系互相担当重担，但系都同时要担当自己嘅担子。
Again, this idea is that we each have our own backpacks of burdens and cares and responsibilities.
咁大家唔好忘记，我哋都系孭紧自己嘅背囊。
But as we carry our backpacks,
但系当你孭住背囊
，Do we see others that we know cannot carry theirs by themselves？
见唔见到其他人都要帮手咧
？So this idea again is carry our own load and responsibilities also.
咁呢提到我哋都要担当自己嘅担子。
Paul maintains a balance between personal responsibility of our own life and looking out for the needs of others.
咁保罗喺呢度系对于自己嘅责任同埋其他人嘅需要都系有一个好好嘅平衡。
Do nothing from selfish. Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 and 4 says, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only that includes you, not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others."
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮嘅荣耀，只要全心谦卑，各人看别人比自己强。各人记住要睇埋各人。不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
When we lay aside our attitudes of superiority, we can be ready to help others.
咁当我哋可以放低我哋嘅优越感，我哋就可以帮其他人啦。
So are you carrying your part of your load?
咁你有冇承担你自己部分嘅担子咧
？Are you and I being responsible to the Lord for our responsibilities?
咁你作为神嘅儿女，有冇负翻你嘅责任咧
？So again, quickly we said.Carry, number one, each other's burdens in the battle against temptation. And then secondly, carry your own load and responsibilities.
所以再讲多次，第一点，在抵抗试探的争战中互相担当重担。第二点，刚刚讲的是承担自己的担子和责任。
Two more categories.
还有两个。
Carry on behalf of those who teach you, verse 6.
第六节讲到，为到教导你的人承担重担。
Let the one who is taught the word,share all good things with the one who teaches.
六章六节。
Remember, basically, again, very simple. Remember to carry and bear the burdens of your leaders, specifically those who teach you God's word.
咁记得分担一啲系你哋嘅领袖嘅重担，可能系一啲教导你嘅话语嘅一啲嘅领袖咯。
We don't like to talk about this, but financially, how do we care for those who are teaching us?
唔好意思讲，不过都讲，就系、是、喺经济上面有冇去帮助大家嘅教紧你嘅人。
Emotionally, how do we care for those who are teaching us?
情感上有冇帮助呢啲系教紧我哋嘅人咧
？Spiritually, how do we care for those who are teaching us?
或者灵性上边点样去帮助一啲教导紧我哋嘅人咧
？One of the toughest things about preaching today is this message is a bullseye for myself. I have to apply this.
咁今日嘅经文对我嚟讲都有好多嘅应用。
One of the joys in serving at ACC is that among the pastors, I find this kind of blessing.
咁其中一样喺 ACC 去服侍嘅时候，我系觉得系好有祝福，因为系牧者之间都有咁嘅祝福。
I was talking to someone recently, specifically, I said I thank God for Pastor Enoch.
咁第一系多谢 Pastor Enoch。
Granted, his office is right by the bathroom and the kitchen, so I go by there a lot.
咁啊喺附近，所以騰嚟騰去就見到噶啦。
But I always can just knock on the door and say, "Hey, do you have a minute to talk?"
咁好多時可以敲門，就揾 Pastor Enoch 傾兩句。
There are many times where I have not been well and have been down, and God has used our brothers here and sisters.
咁有陣時我情緒都唔好嘅時候，我就可以發現我周圍有好多好好嘅弟兄姊妹幫我。
When is the last time you noticed the burden that your teachers in Sunday school or fellowship group or Bible study carry?
咁上一次你留意到你身边嘅主学老师啦，或者系小组组长，或者系查经嘅查经班老嘅先生，有问题，有冇得关心佢哋咧
？Obviously, they need to do their very best, of course.
咁当然佢哋要尽佢哋嘅力。
But then, how can we who are taught receiving the teaching also bless them, carry their burdens?
咁但系当我哋受教嘅时候，有冇谂过我哋都可以调翻转去祝福翻佢哋咧
？So carry each other's burdens in the battle against temptation。
所以系抵抗试探嘅争战里边，互相担当重担。
Make sure you carry your own load and responsibilities。
亦都确定自己可以攞翻自己承担自己嘅担子同责任。
Carry on behalf of those who teach you。
为教导你嘅人承担重担。
And in verse 9 and 10, carry for those.God has given you the opportunity to bless.
咁喺第九到十节讲到系为神俾你机会帮助嘅人去承担重担。
Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are of the household of faith.
六章九至十节。
It is tiring to carry for others, no doubt.
咁毫无疑问，帮人去承担重担系好攰嘅。
As we in 2025 say, God, help us to become a missional community, it means sacrifice.
2025年教会的主题是成为使命的群体，我们需要牺牲。
But God assures us, nothing that is done for him will be wasted. There will be fruit. He says, we will reap.
但我们要知道，我们为神所做的是不会白费的，是会结出果子。
And this is why Paul encourages us, don't give up.
我们是会有收成，所以保罗是鼓励我们不要灰心。
Now, it doesn't mean you take care of, that you take care of everyone.
咁留意住，唔系话叫你关心晒所有嘅人。
That is impossible.
冇可能照顾晒所有嘅人。
So we often go the other way. I care for no one.
咁我哋可能走咗另一个极端就系唔理啦，咩人都唔理。
Scripture says, as we have the opportunity.
圣经讲到系有咗机会。
It seems to indicate there is some discerning on our part.
所以我哋系需要有啲嘅分辨力。
I think it encourages us to look for opportunities.
亦都鼓励咗我哋去寻找机会。
So yes, try to bless everyone that God sends your way, but first say, Lord, do you want me to be the instrument of blessing today or in this situation?
系，当然我哋神将一啲人带嚟我哋嘅身边，我哋系要去帮佢哋，但我哋都应该系先祈祷，系话主啊，我哋今日你喺摆喺我哋身边嘅人，系咪需要我去祝福佢哋咧？
Notice that guilt is not one of the fruit of the Spirit.
所以我们要知道我们这个罪恶感不是圣灵的果子。
We should not care because we feel guilty.
我们不应该有因为要罪恶感所以去做一些事。
Because then it's about us again.
那这些也不对。
We should say, Holy Spirit, as you have given, is this an opportunity you are giving to me? If so, then I want to obey and I want to care.
所以我们要跟圣灵说，是不是这个机会呢？如果是的话，我们信服圣灵，我们就去做。
You know, at least in Mandarin, that 越帮越忙, right? Sometimes
the 越帮越忙,
the more you help, the more you're actually causing problems. Maybe God has somebody else in mind, and the more you help, the more you actually get in the way.
咁有阵时可能其他人帮会好啲，咁我哋就无谓越帮越忙啦。
I am not doubting your motivation.
咁唔系怀疑大家动机。
I am doubting your discernment.
系不过系怀疑大家分辨力小心啲。
But as a church, the Cantonese congregation, as you care for one another. And bear each other's burdens.
咁廣東堂，我哋大家去關心大家。
And as we cross congregations, the Mandarin and Cantonese and English, ACC Southwest, ACC Main Campus, as we learn and as we have opportunity, how can we care for one another?
咁英文堂、國語堂、西南、廣東堂，我哋點樣去大家去關心大家咧
？Sometimes we cross paths in Costco. In that moment, I always say, God, today, why did I cross paths with this person?
咁有時行 Costco 見到呢個，咦？點解我撞到佢嘅咧
？Out of all the places to hide, we see each other in Costco.
咁多地方唔見，要喺度撞到佢。
Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you when it comes to caring.
順從聖靈嘅帶領，當我哋要關懷嘅時候。
Notice it says especially to those who are believers.
所以留意住，我哋係特別關懷信我哋嘅弟兄姊妹。
I think Paul said this because sometimes in the church we don't treat each other very well.
咁點解阿保羅咁講？可能因為喺教會度對我哋嘅弟兄姊妹未必真係咁好。
Maybe another way to look at it, where are the most intense fights and the most painful fights? It's in family.
或者大家調翻轉諗下，好多時我哋同身邊人吵得最勁咧，就喺屋企。
And sometimes in our church family.
有陣時可能喺教會嘅屋企。
So Paul is giving us a gentle reminder. Look, especially as you have opportunity for those in the household of faith.Bear each other's burdens.
咁所以系话，当呢度保罗系提到我哋喺教会嘅家庭里边，我哋系互相担待。
So do we live as a caring person by being the one who comes alongside others in their battle against temptations, and instead, and help them to become more holy?
咁当我啊有啲弟兄姊妹系面对紧呢啲嘅试探嘅试炼嘅时候，我哋帮佢更加系圣洁。
Do you live as a caring person by carrying your own burden of responsibility? I mean, don't just depend on other people. You have to carry your own burdens too.
或者大家有冇承担翻自己嘅责任？唔好净系睇其他人，睇翻自己有冇啲承担自己嘅责任。
Do you live as a caring person by caring on behalf of those who are teaching you God's word and helping you spiritually?
有冇关心一啲教导你嘅神话语嘅人，佢哋嘅灵命咧？
And do you live as a caring person by being the one to do good to all for whom you have been given the opportunity?
你有冇对于神俾你有机会去帮助嘅人去尽量去帮佢哋咧？
This is our privilege.
呢个系我哋嘅特权。
This is our calling.
系我哋嘅呼召。
It is one of the ways we grow as a missional church.
系其中一个帮助我哋成为有使命教会嘅方法之一。
I want to end today. I think I have a few minutes to remind us. Even as we are called to carry the burdens of others, we are not without help from God.
咁有少少时间系我哋要。醒翻起就系，当我哋去帮助我哋嘅人去攞个重担嘅时候咧，我哋系有其他帮助嘅。
In fact, let us not forget Matthew 11:28-30, because if we do, all we will do is burn out by doing good.
我哋唔好忘记马太福音11:28-30讲到嘅事情。如果我哋忘记咗咧，我哋就会筋疲力尽。
In Matthew 11, Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest."
马太福音讲到烦恼苦担担重担嘅人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
And then as you go on to the other parts of the verse, it says, it doesn't say he'll just take your burden. He says, I will give you a lighter burden.
咁后屘都会
exchange program.
咁亦都会讲到系会俾个好易嘅轭俾你，系一个交换咁嘅情况。
And because I did not prepare early enough, that's why the music team won't know this. But I think today we have a little bit of time. I picked today's title because of this phrase from a famous song came to mind. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. You guys know what a friend we have in Jesus? Okay. So we're going to end.
Let's go.
And again, I know that's very small, but I don't want it too high. So you guys sing. I will get you started, okay? Ready? Let's pray.
我一起祈祷。
Our Father, truly, it is a privilege to carry burdens to you.
主啊，感谢我哋有机会去真系关心其他人。
But as we desire to be a missional community, Lord, we must carry and realize it is a privilege to carry the burdens for others.
当我哋成为一个使命嘅群体嘅时候，我哋更加系需要去关心。
So God, help us to care like you do.
帮我哋去关心其他人，好似你咁样样。
Help us to carry each other's burdens.
帮助到我哋互相去担当其他人嘅重担。
And help us to become a missional community that leads other people to trust and to follow you.
帮助到我哋成为一个使命群体，带领更加多人去跟随你。
Thank you for this privilege.
感谢神你俾我哋嘅机会。
And thank you for this mission.
感谢呢个嘅使命。
And we pray this in your powerful and life-changing name.
祷告奉我哋满有能力嘅神。
Amen.
Amen.